Hello and welcome. This is the Indie Business Podcast, and I am your host, Donna Maria, and you have arrived at the one place where we empower you to enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. I am so excited about the holidays, and I hope you are too. This is my absolute favorite time of year. There's nothing I can say that's negative about the holidays. If I was pressed, however, I could say that one thing that trips me up almost every year is maintaining a health and fitness routine. Now, that trips me up, as you guys know, a lot, not just during the holidays. But during the holidays, it's just especially challenging, especially as a small business owner, because there's so much to do to get ready for the end of the year. There's so much to do to serve our customers, to serve our clients. If you're shipping products out, you're just doing stuff at your laptop almost all day to serve your customers during the holidays. But you know what? That doesn't mean that you can't squeeze in some time for your health and your fitness level during the holiday season, not in just moving, but also in making sure that you're eating as healthily as you can during this season. And to help us do that, we have a fantastic person who is joining us. Now, not only is she fantastic, there's a couple things I want to tell you about her. First of all, she's a member of the Indie Beauty Network, which as you know, means that she's absolutely fabulous from Jump Street. But in addition to that, this is the only woman that I know who actually regularly plays ice hockey. So I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her. We're going to ask her about that ice hockey thing. I can't imagine being in one piece after playing about 5 minutes of ice hockey. But her name is Terry Lang Patterson, and she hails from South Dakota, which, in case you didn't know, a recent article said it's one of the best places to own and manage a small business these days. But Terry is the founder of Body Systems Skincare Company and the Body Systems Fit Club. As a certified fitness instructor for over a decade, her passion is helping people look and feel better through fitness and quality skin and body care products. She enjoys yoga, kickboxing, aerobics, running, golf, P90X, as you might imagine, but also ice hockey. Yes, ice hockey. I still can't get over that. Terry, welcome to Indie Business Podcast.
Oh, hello. Thank you for having me today.
So, Terry, you know, let's just get started with just a background question about you. I'd just like to know, have you always been active physically? Is this something that's just always been a part of your life? Were you raised this way? Tell us how this became this fitness regime that you have, which I'm also going to ask you to describe in a little more detail. How did it become such an integral part of your life?
Well, I think in my family, we've all been active in our own different ways. I mean, my brother played hockey. My family plays golf. When I was little, we always tried to do things outside. And I know that this is something that a lot of kids nowadays aren't able to do because they're too busy on their video games and on the computer. I started playing golf when I was 4. My brother always had the patience to take me and play tennis or hockey or to go skating or skiing. So when I started playing golf, that actually kind of started it. I played competitive golf for 20 years. I played and coached for the University of Minnesota, which I'm always so happy to talk about. And I think it's just something that when you start very young and you're active, it's part of that just having fun, finding things that you enjoy. If it's walking or hiking or swimming, you kind of always go back to what it is that you were taught when you were little.
So it sounds like starting young is key. And I'm happy to say that I do make sure, along with my husband, that our kids get out. They're not sitting in front of video games all day. They love going outside and playing, you know, and I'm thankful that we live in a neighborhood where they can do that because not all kids live in a neighborhood like that. But, Terry, tell us, just let's start broad here. What are some of the things that we can do to overcome challenges if we weren't raised in a situation where we got outside a lot, but now we realize we need to make it a part of our lives, but it's not as intuitive because we weren't necessarily raised that way?
Right. I think it also comes down to is, first off, finding what it is that you enjoy. Personally, for me, I'm not a morning person. I'm not somebody that would get up at 5 o'clock and go running. So obviously, this isn't something that I would say, yes, I think I'm going to start running tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. every morning, because it probably wouldn't even happen once.
Right.
So especially for people that have never really been into a fitness program, first off, kind of discuss with somebody like myself or a fitness instructor at your gym or somebody that you know and find out what it is that you enjoy doing. And a lot of times what I'll ask people, and I know career life coaches will ask this, is what did you enjoy when you were little? Mm-hmm. Even if it was playing games outside, if it was climbing trees, if it was an organized team atmosphere, find something that you enjoy doing now or find something that, you know, makes you happy to do. Mm-hmm. Obviously, as an adult and as busy entrepreneurs, we're not going to do something every single day that we're not going to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I have found, too, is, you know, you look at your fitness level, you look at your health, and if you can't do land exercises because of your knees, then find a swim class that you enjoy. Maybe you enjoy dancing, so that would mean aqua zumba class. Or there's always an activity that anybody can do, even if it's just walking in the evenings with your kids. There's always something that you can find and modify it for your own enjoyment.
I'm glad you said something as simple as walk in the evening with your kids, because for so many of us, Terry, and fortunately, I'm not in this category anymore, but I had to shift my mindset to move out of it. You know, walking with my kids is a wonderful thing to do, whether I feel like it or not. So a lot of times as a parent, you might do it anyway, even though you don't really necessarily really enjoy the walk around the block, at least not at first. You enjoy being with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's talk to people who, where the answer to that question will be, well, you know what, Terry? You know, I don't have kids to motivate me to get outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and quite frankly, I don't like any of it. I just don't like it. And that's okay, but it doesn't mean it excuses us from dealing with the issue. So can you talk for a second to people who are listening and saying, well, you know, I don't like to swim. I don't like tennis. I don't like to walk. I don't
mm-hmm.
like any of it. I'm overwhelmed. I'm frustrated. And I'm getting angry because I'm in this situation. What would you say to people in that situation, Terry?
Well, and I also think people get automatically overwhelmed. When they think of exercise, all they hear about is, well, you have to do it for hours a day, otherwise it does no good. You have to be in a structured class. You know, for myself, I've been a fitness instructor for 10, 11 years. And, you know, there are days that I just don't want to do it. I don't have time. I don't have the energy. And, you know, I always tell myself, if I can find something just to do for 5 minutes, if I can find something, if it's just walk down the street and back, if I take my dog or I take my cat out
mm-hmm.
and just work for 5 minutes. And, you know, everybody can do walking. Everyone can do some yoga. Everyone can do, you know, maybe something that's just an activity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Some ladies really love cleaning the house. I'm not one of those. But maybe you stop and you do some vacuuming for 5 minutes. And then you start to feel that energy come back. And I guess, you know, a lot of people, they like cleaning the house, so they'll do it for 10 minutes. They'll do it for 15 minutes. There's always an activity. You don't have to play hockey. You don't have to play golf. You don't have to do an intense kickboxing class for an hour. Even if you just get up and move around and stretch for 5 minutes, that is something. Maybe the next week you do 10 minutes. Maybe 10 minutes is what you can do. There's always a modification, and it doesn't have to be this extreme exercise every day that a lot of people think.
So even just right now, people that might be listening, if you happen to be not listening on your iPod or walking, you can sort of
mm-hmm.
get up now and just do a stretch and see how good it makes you feel after, and then maybe that will encourage you to do it 2 times tomorrow instead of once. And so you can take small steps and compound them over time to create the kind of, I guess, mindset that you need to do something more aggressive, because some people need to be, you know, let's be frank, I'll talk to myself here too. Some people need to get a little aggressive about this,
mm-hmm.
you know. So is a lot of it in our minds, Terry? How can we adjust our mindset to embrace the notion and accept that, you know, the fitness that we want is not just going to fall out of the sky?
Well, exactly. And I think it is a mindset. And the only time that you get that mindset is when it is turns into fun and you find that there's, you know, the consequence of any type of fitness is results.
Right.
And obviously with intense exercise, you get that result faster. And that's when you see these people in the gym for 4 hours a day, and obviously their body fat's real low. They get immediate results. And obviously there's a click in their head that makes them do that. Not all of us have that amount of time. And I think that's something that people think, oh, well, you're a fitness instructor. You do all of these activities. This must come real easy to you. No, some days I don't have time. I maybe take a rest day. A really important aspect of all of this is, you know, we all run businesses. We're all busy. And I would say that 5-6 years ago, my business was very successful. And what I mean by successful is, to me, back then, successful meant I had enough work to keep me going 12, 16 hours a day. Now, what that did for me is it pretty much deleted my adrenal glands. And so a few years ago, I was to the point that I could not work out. And I was having to rest every single day, every afternoon. I had to figure out something that was going to work for me. Mm-hmm. And besides excessive exercise, and as a business owner, I had to start scheduling in, you know, I had to work for a few hours, I had to rest for a few hours. I had to worry about a little less intense exercise for longer periods of time. Some days, some weeks, I really couldn't get out of bed, so I had to think of something else. And so that's where yoga came in, a little bit of swimming. It's a mindset of really deciding that your health is the most important thing. Your family doesn't benefit if you're laying in bed. Your business doesn't benefit if you're laying in bed. It's finding those exercises and that movement that you really enjoy every day.
And sometimes you won't enjoy it at the beginning, but you'll come to enjoy it over time. If not literally enjoying it, you'll enjoy the results.
You'll enjoy the results. That's the whole point, is finding some sort of activity that you really enjoy and you're going to see a benefit from. If you enjoy competition, as all business owners, I would assume, you know, most of us have type A personalities. Mm-hmm. That's why you're in business for yourself. You are never going to say no to a sale. Obviously, you wouldn't be self-employed if you ever said no. If
right.
you are wanting those sales, that's your benefit and that's your reward, is getting a sale, moving on to another customer, satisfying your customers, growing your business. But you also have to balance all of this. Your family's still going to ask what's for supper. Mm-hmm. You are needing to find your fitness, what you enjoy doing. Maybe it is taking a walk. Maybe it is swimming. Maybe it is golf. There's always something for everybody. And maybe it's not group fitness classes.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's plenty of times where I don't want to drive to a gym
mm-hmm.
and have to take a fitness class. I want to stay at home, do something in my living room, be done, then decide what to make for supper.
Yeah, you know, and that is such a powerful thing. There is no shortage of videos on the internet for every single fitness level. And when you're in the comfort of your own home, obviously you can modify it without thinking people might be looking at you. You know,
mm-hmm.
as you're stepping up 10 steps, you can only step up one, that you can do that. So, and you know, Terry, comment a little bit too on how much of a difference little things make. Like, for example, I started wearing a pedometer and just competing with myself and seeing, okay, can I get to my target number of steps today? And accepting when I don't, but just saying, okay, I'm going to do things a little bit differently tomorrow. Can you comment on the importance of measuring your progress and just doing little things? Like, for example, I'm not sitting during my podcast right now. I'm doing it live.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting because it burns more calories and I don't get in that sitting position that, you know, over time just like crucifies your body. Talk a little bit about measuring and little things that we can do, tiny little things. Again, we're pretend like we're talking to real serious beginners here, little things we can do to move in the right direction.
You know, the biggest thing, and even for myself, you know what, I keep a calendar. It's a physical paper, you know, calendar. I write down my classes that I teach. I write down my workouts. That's how I compete with myself. And I think a lot of people that are not athletes have not played college sports or are on a sports team, they think that there's a vast difference between being a beginner and being advanced. There really isn't. Even as athletes, we want to track where we are, and we're always competing with ourselves. When I play hockey or when you play golf, you're not worried about what somebody else is doing. Obviously, as a benefit of a team atmosphere, you do care, but you're always competing with yourself. And I feel that the biggest thing is writing down and keeping a log, if it's online, if it's on your iPhone, if it's on a calendar. You know, it goes back to elementary days when you used to get the gold stars, and you had that big board in the room, and you counted up your gold stars, and you looked at that all day long. I don't know about anybody else, but I was always looking for ways that you could get more gold stars. And I think it goes back to when you were little. You're praised for doing something, and now, you know, it's yourself. You can have friends or a fitness instructor or somebody else, but you know how good that feels when, say, you're in a class and a fitness instructor comes around and says, you're doing a great job.
Right.
That little boost of energy that you get, you can either give it to yourself all day long, you can get it from a neighbor or a friend or online with a group of people that you know. It's those little steps, and it's that competition within yourself that you want those little gold stars.
And I love that you said that, too, because I know when I do yoga especially, which I'm really not so great at because I'm not very flexible, I like, you know, when the instructor goes around and says, great job on the stretch, I'm like, well, what about me? I want a gold star, too.
So I know exactly what you mean.
Measuring progress, whatever that means for you, however it motivates you, and as you said, you gave a really good list of options. There's not just one way to do that.
Mm-hmm. And for everybody, it's different. For me, I physically have to take a pen, and on paper, I list what I'm doing for the week. I'm a list person, and I don't know if it's because of my short-term memory, but I like to see, you know, I want to cross off things physically, if it's with a pen or with a highlighter. And fitness is the same thing. We all want those gold stars. And, you know, if it's a group atmosphere, you want somebody to say, hey, all right, you know, we've all been in a class, and I love making this example, is if you've been in a class where everyone's real quiet, nobody's really excited about the music or what they're doing, compare that to a class of people that are, you know, encouraging somebody next to them, they're excited about the music, you know how much more energy that gives you. And I think this pertains to anything. You know, in your business, you love to hear people say, oh, this body scrub I got today, I love it. And I, you know, my teenage daughter loves it, and I'm sharing it with the world. That is a, you know, reinforcement that you're doing something correct. Just like writing down your workouts or having somebody say, good job, even if it's yourself. That is a big thing because that will make you come back tomorrow and do it again.
Right, right. So let's talk a little bit, Terry, in the time we have left, about the holidays, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So for people who already have a routine, their mindset is already there, they're going to adjust, you know? They might miss a workout or two, but they're going to adjust. For people who don't have one, there seems to be this amazing pressure during the month of December. I hope I'm not adding to it by having a show on this important topic, but certainly we want to be gentle with ourselves if we're getting started. What are your tips for people during the holidays who, you know, they just, you know, maybe overwhelmed by the messages and, oh, my gosh, the New Year's coming and everybody's going to be talking about going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
What are your tips for helping people to get through that in a positive way?
I think the main thing is to remember that December is a time, first off, to spend it with family, to enjoy those food items that we all love. But to remember that January is coming up. And I think, you know, the gym is always packed with people January 2nd, and everybody's on the bandwagon about really pushing it too hard. And I think for a lot of people, especially women, plus women that are entrepreneurs, December is the busiest time of the year. We're trying to get the year cleaned up, get ready for taxes for January. We're still trying to get orders out, satisfy customers. But we're also trying to get the tree up, decorating, make sure the shopping's done, do any sort of baking that we want to. And I think the main thing that I always want to tell people is to please enjoy the month of December, but don't forget your fitness. You may not be doing the same workout program that you normally do, but please modify it. And what I mean by that is maybe you do a little bit less, but you do it more a little intense when you do go into the gym. Maybe instead of doing kickboxing five times a week, you maybe do a couple yoga classes during the week, or put in a DVD, 11 o'clock at night, do some yoga. I think the main thing is, you know, we're all trying to schedule everything all at the same time. And my biggest thing, especially with trying to fit everything in, is to schedule everything. And like I said before, I'm not a morning person, so I don't schedule things at 5 a.m. But whenever I can fit those in, that's when I do it. And especially for December, there is so much more to do that maybe you just hold off a little bit and then keep it going. Don't ever stop in December because January is right around the corner, and then we always try to push it too much in January.
Okay. Okay. So we should really take it a little bit easy on ourselves. And again, as we said at the beginning, you offered such great tips for writing things down. And is it important too, Terry, if you're just starting out, or maybe you've been ill for a while, or maybe you've had an injury and you're getting back into it, is it important for everyone to journal in the way that you described earlier?
I think so, because it really gives you something to go back to. And for me, writing things down, even every day with my health issues, I still deal with my adrenal glands and my thyroid. And I try to put down in my journal, you know, how am I feeling today? Do I have an injury? And to really work with what is your body telling you? Are you tired right now? Then you're pushing yourself a little bit too much. Look at your schedule and see, you know, am I training too much, or am I putting too much emphasis on my business? Am I trying to decorate too much? You know, the best example is last week during hockey, I got hit pretty hard by a man. It's a men's league. And I got hit pretty hard. And, you know, I was kind of out for about 5 minutes of the game, and I took it easy. But then I didn't go into the gym for a couple days. I let my bruises kind of heal. And, I mean, you really listen to your body. And I think this is something that athletes do every single day, because fitness is their top priority. But this goes for anybody, is you always listen to your body. And, you know, if something is off, your body is going to tell you. If you have an injury or if you have a cold, that is inflammation in your body. And that is all of the attention of your body is going to go to healing yourself first. And losing weight, making your pants fit for December, that's secondary.
Okay.
I always want people to feel good first.
Okay. Okay. And I love that you said that, too, because I was just watching Jane Fonda on television this morning, and one of the things she said was, you know, she's 73, and, you know, she says, you know, I can't do all the stuff I used to do. But for her, it's not about looking good. It's about feeling good and turning around her neck all the way when she's driving her car and picking up children, you know, and being able to, you know, bathe her nieces and nephews and grandnieces and nephews. So it's not, it's just the way as we move forward in our lives, it's one of the things that we can do for ourselves to help us feel better.
Mm-hmm. And this is a main interest for me is, you know, 10 years ago, I used to work at an ad agency. I ran my bath products company. I used to teach 2 to 3 classes, fitness classes a day. Didn't have any problem with it. I was never tired. And now the thought of getting up and teaching kickboxing at 5:30 in the morning, I mean, it just absolutely stops my heart for a second because I just can't even imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
I've totally had to change my fitness workouts to, you know, accommodate how I'm feeling. And how I'm feeling, if it's a good day, and that only benefits the rest of my life, including family and business and everything else. And, In my family, we have a history of MS. My mom uses a wheelchair. So for me, just being able to move and to be able to do things is a major thing for me. So I always think of, you know, being able to move is a large part of it.
Right. Yeah. Because when we can't get around, of course, you know, that's a cause for being down anyway. So, Terry, you know, you're such an inspiration. I want to encourage people to follow you on Twitter at bodysystems.com because you do share some interesting tidbits of information. But more than that, you have a website that you are using to inspire and encourage people to be fit, women in particular. Tell us where to go to get more information about that.
I started a website because I do get a lot of questions. You know, if it's from participants in my class or just people that I know, I started a website. It's bodysystemsfitclub.com. And that's where I'm starting to put a lot of this information. You know, it's not just about workout programs. It's not just about, you know, playing hockey and working out as much as you can. The balance of it is to find, you know, a workout, nutrition plan, and everything else that makes everyone feel better. And I'm hoping that we can build on that website and everybody can have a chance to ask questions, maybe get fitness buddies, and really, you know, transform all of us into better, healthy people.
And can we hire you one-on-one as well, either in, because we're in your area or online? Do you have email coaching or anything like that?
Yes, I particularly enjoy being able to answer questions.
Okay.
And so what I did is the site is free, and I put up information about many different topics.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also have tools to allow you to do this online and to keep track of your goals. Then I also offer premium memberships. And for less than 30 cents a day, I'm more than happy. You can email me. We're going to be a virtual fitness coach. I have other people that are fitness instructors that are going to help me with this site so that we can really have some personal coaching for anybody that needs just some questions, or maybe they just need motivation in order to find what it is they need to be doing to meet their goals.
Excellent. That's bodysystemsfitclub.com. You can follow Terry on Twitter at twitter.com/bodysystems. And it is the holidays, and you know you need some sugar scrub. So you can head over to Terry's website at body-systems.com and take advantage of that. And I got to tell you guys, I have purchased Terry's fragrance sampler pack. She has got an astounding variety of scents, and they all smell wonderful. So I encourage you to head on over there and do that, too. Terry, thank you so much for joining us on Indie Business Podcast today.
And thank you so much for having me. And, again, if anybody has any questions, don't hesitate to contact me.
Well, I feel better already. My energy level's up. I did go for a run this morning because I knew I couldn't have you on my show without doing something helpful beforehand, so I wouldn't have to confess that I hadn't done anything. This is just fantastic. Wonderful tips from Terry Lang Patterson at bodysystemsfitclub.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week for another edition of Indie Business Podcast. In the meantime, enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way.